Since moving to the area last December, I've been making the drive from Homer to Soldotna and Kenai for all sorts of reasons. But usually, I just get in the car and go from point A to point B. Curiosity finally got the better of me, and I decided I needed to visit three of the most interesting spots along the highway. So heading out on a recent Saturday, I made my way to the first stop at the Blue Bus Diner in Anchor Point and ordered a strawberry milkshake.
That's what the doctor ordered. That is good.
Diner owner Chet Seekins has been in charge of the place since 1997 and has made the decor pretty homey. There are cookie jars on shelves. Chet says she's been collecting them over the years and often trades a jar for lunch. She also has paintings by her mom hanging on the walls, and there's a piano sitting in the corner of the room that Chet bought from the old Nanilchik Baptist Church more than 20 years ago.
I don't necessarily play for people unless they ask.
Can you play for right now? Could you do that?
Oh, really? What would you like to hear?
Whatever you want. Your choice.
I don't really have it, nah.
Just Amazing Grace, quick little lick on the piano.
Amazing food, how great the taste. How's that?
Chet says tourist traffic is a big part of her summer business, but she says locals are loyal customers through the winter, and she will remember you, usually by your order.
This one guy, I didn't know his name for years. I just called him Mocha.
After devouring a burger and saying goodbye to Chet, I head further north to the Russian Orthodox Church in Nanilchik. It's a short drive off the Sterling Highway down a gravel road. Greg Anseleski meets me in the afternoon for a tour. He tells me the original church was built and dedicated in 1901 and was actually located inside the village. But that building burned down, and they put the next church on a bluff that overlooks Cook Inlet. And Anseleski says that was intentional.
I think that was the plan of all the Orthodox churches. I mean, if you think about it, travel to Soldovia, it's up on high on the hill. You go to Tyonik, it's high on the hill. You go to Sitka, they built them in a beautiful place, a beautiful setting, a beautiful view, beautiful reaching up. And so that's part of the design. The community picked it out.
And Anseleski has many ties to the church. His ancestor, Alexei Eskolkov, actually built the original church, and his grandfather was a priest for many years. And Anseleski says in the winter, it's typically pretty quiet, but traffic does pick up in the summer when tourists stop by to look around. He says he doesn't mind because he gets to share history and at times faith with them.
We've had people that's so neat to me as people just come here and ask if they could come in, sit and pray a little bit or whatever, or light a candle. You know, they're down and out, whatever, and we'd let them do it and they go about their business.
After a short visit, I'm back on the road and on to my final destination. Three Guys, No Wood, just outside of Soldotna. This place has always intrigued me because of the giant bowl that sits outside the building. Gary Nelson is there to greet me. He and his partners Paul and Shanna Johnson make and sell things like bottles, vases, and bowls.
If you'd like to see how you make a bowl, I can show you in 15 minutes.
Nelson is a retired shop teacher. He uses a ruler to find the center of the wood, then drills a shallow hole to get started. Nelson will use another machine to slowly shave away the wood and make a bowl.
Headstock, tailstock, tool rest. And this is a gouge.
As Nelson is explaining the mechanics of making that bowl, he's interrupted. In walk Linda and Judy. They've just finished lunch at Rocky's Cafe in Kisilov, and decided to stop at Nelson's shop on the way back to Soldotna.
I had no idea.
Oh, they're gorgeous.
Did you guys we just stop by?
Yeah. We just saw the sign and we saw
we actually saw your bowl out front.
They had both driven by this place many times and decided that today was the day to come have a look around.
You know, you're always in a rush to get home.
I'll be sure to give myself a little more wiggle room from now on. It's certainly nice to have the time for an occasional pit stop. Reporting from the Sterling Highway, I'm Ariel Van Cleve.